The Starting Lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
Time to play the game. 656-9900. Also at 1-866-656-9900. It is time to play the game. That must mean it's hour number three of the Starting Lineup Wednesday morning. How would you like that opportunity to play? The number is right. Will, for the first timers, for the refreshers here on 99.1 The Sports Animal, please explain to them, how do you play The Number is Right on TSL?
Hey, we don't need one caller. We don't need two callers. We need three callers right now at 656-9900 to get on board with us. The Number is Right works like the opening showcase of The Price is Right. We get our numbers or stat-based questions. The two contestants who are the closest without going over in round number one will advance to the final round. The contestant who's closest without going over in round number two is going to be your big winner, Tyler Ivins. Tell him what the win.
It's the Harmony Pillow, my man. It's the most comfortable pillow on the market right now. So many people reach out to us and they let us know if it's the power naps in the middle of the afternoon or if it's those long-awaited good night rests that they need each and every night. They're taking their sleep serious in 2021, and they do so by putting their head on a Harmony pillow. Kaner, you just heard Will. Not one, not two, three names. And they are who this morning?
We have Daniel, Tim, and Jeremy.
Can I get Daniel on the fold? Because I would love to talk to Daniel right now. Good morning, Daniel. It's Tyler Ivins and Will West, man. You get to decide. How do we get started? Will's question or my question?
Wait. Tyler.
All right, Daniel. We're talking Tiger Woods this morning. You obviously know about the accident that occurred yesterday in California. Very, very lucky we still have the greatest golfer of all time still with us today. But if he never plays, if he never tees off again on a PGA Tour event, he's going to finish tied with Sam Snead for the most wins all time. Got to ask you, Daniel, how many wins all time does Tiger Woods have on the PGA Tour?
28.
Hey, Tim, how many wins all time does Tiger Woods have on the PGA Tour? Total wins.
29.
Jeremy, total wins for Tiger Woods on the PGA Tour.
I'm going to say 30.
See, you guys did the right thing. You just one-upped each other. Unfortunately, Daniel, you going first kind of gave you the disadvantage. Gentlemen, let's shoot a little higher next time, shall we? Sam Snead and Tiger Woods tied number one all time with 82 career victories on the PGA Tour. Will, Tim, and Jeremy, it's up to you to guide one of them to the Harmony Pillow.
All right, Tim, are you ready to get this W, buddy?
Let's go, Blue.
All right, here we go. How old is Tiger Woods right now? How old is Tiger Woods?
43.
Jeremy, how old is Tiger Woods?
44.
That is how you play the game.
That's
Jeremy,
you
you're the big
the
winner. 45 is the answer. Congratulations, Jeremy.
Jeremy's just sitting back. He's on a recliner, sipping some lemonade. He's like, whatever, I'll just one-up you. He not PIR'd it once, he PIR'd it twice. And now he's going to take that healthy noggin of his, and he's going to be resting it on the Harmony Pillow, which you can find exclusively at the M. Lilly stores next door to the Fresh Market in Farragut. Hey, Will, they also have a website. I've actually checked it out numerous times. As everybody knows, I am in the market for some new bedding, for some new mattresses. I would like to get a good night rest, and you can find that online at mlilyusa.com.
Did you just call Jeremy Old Big Head before we got out there? You called him Old Big Head?
I've got on dates before where ladies have looked over at me and they go, you have a large noggin on the shoulders. And I said, I appreciate that. Thank you. So, Old Big Head, nicely done over there, Jeremy. There's a whole lot of Harmony Pillow waiting for you when you big it up at M. Lilly.
Yeah, that's right. M. Lilly Mattresses. Remember, the M. Lilly Bedding U.S. headquarters is located right here in Knoxville, Tennessee. You can find the M. Lilly store at the Village Green Shopping Center in Farragut or at fine bedding retailers all over these United States.
You know, when we get back on the other side, we're going to be chatting with somebody from Hardin Valley Academy. And we're going to talk a little bit more about their upcoming baseball banquet. Some things have had to be reshuffled. All right? They once had Chipper Jones and Dale Murphy of the Atlanta Braves on the docket to join them for their annual banquet. What they did, due to the pandemic, reshuffled the deck, and now they picked up arguably the greatest switch hitter of all time, not arguably, the greatest hitter of all time. We'll tell you a little bit more about it coming up on the other side. Start Pitch Cut and a whole lot more happening on a Wednesday. Starting Lineup, 99.1. You're listening to The Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Lady Vol senior Renai Davis was named the SEC Women's Basketball Player of the Week for the second time this season. She averaged 23 points, 9 rebounds last week, including a 24 straight second-half points that led to an upset win over then second-ranked South Carolina. Davis and the rest of the Lady Vols will be back in action Thursday at Missouri. Tennessee men's basketball team back in action tonight at Vanderbilt. It'll be a late one, 9 o'clock tip. Coverage on the Vol Radio Network begins right here on The Sports Animal, beginning at 8:30. Tennessee baseball destroyed Arkansas Pine Bluff 21-1 in Tuesday's home opener at Lindsey Nelson Stadium. 10 different players reported a hit during the win, while the pitching staff combined for 16 strikeouts. Tiger Woods suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries following a single vehicle crash in an L.A. suburb Tuesday morning. Woods has crushed injuries of both lower legs, including a compound fracture and a shattered ankle. He underwent surgery at Harbor UCLA Medical Center's Tuesday afternoon. He's in stable condition. He's up, he's awake, and he's feeling better. An investigation into the crash is ongoing. And a couple of scores from basketball last night. Number 2 Baylor held on to defeat Iowa State 77-72. Michigan State upset number 5 Illinois 81-72. And Kansas State up into number 7 Oklahoma 62-57. Have fun now and later with Quick Cash from the Tennessee Lottery. Stop by your nearest retailer and add Quick Cash to your Tennessee Cash, Lotto America, and Cash for Life ticket. Pete Michaels Traffic's coming up next. I'm Eric Kane.
The Starting Lineup with Tyler and Will. 6 to 9 a.m. on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
Welcome you back to the Starting Lineup. Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1, The Sports Animal. Gainer, you can leave that up just a little longer if you would, please. Just a little louder. I want it just booming through our headsets this morning. Will West, it's February 24th. It's going to be 70 degrees outside today. And teams are reporting to spring training, getting ready for the upcoming baseball season. These warm, fuzzy thoughts from the tip of my fingers down to the tip of my toes. This is a feel good. Your team is the defending World Series champions. My team gets new owners. They are spending money. They are throwing it around. I am just saying that I am one joyful pig in mud. I am very, very excited, as you should be. And anytime we get an opportunity to kind of crack open this can that is baseball, it's always very exciting. We turn to the phone lines, the Stanley Vincent Gates phone line. And Tyler Roach is joining us right now. Tyler Roach, as many of you know, the Harden Valley baseball coach in the area. Hey, Coach, it's Tyler. It's Will West. I'm actually right down the road from Harden Valley Academy right now in my West Knoxville home studios. Good morning to you, and we're going to get caught up with an opportunity to see you guys reshuffle the deck on the fly. I remember it was supposed to be back in February, well, I guess actually a couple days ago, if I'm not mistaken. You guys had a leadoff banquet dinner scheduled for this month, if I'm not mistaken, 2 days ago, where you had former MVP Chipper Jones of the Atlanta Braves, former MVP of Dale Murphy in the fold, and as a lot of people know, due to the pandemic, you weren't able to pull that off, but things have taken a turn for the better. You've gotten, in my opinion, the greatest hitter of all time and arguably the greatest switch hitter of all time helping you guys out coming up on May 22nd. First of all, good morning to you, and hopefully everything's well there in Harden Valley.
Hey, man. Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, and thank you for allowing us to come on and promote our event and our program. We're really excited about it. But, yeah, Pete Rose on May 22nd will be filling in for our makeup leadoff dinner that we were supposed to have a couple days ago, but with some scheduling conflicts, and now Chipper's with the Braves, obviously. So some things weren't able to work out from that end, but we were able to get a pretty good substitute, I think.
It's a Pete Rose coming to Harden Valley Academy. If you want to hear Pete Rose speak again, it's May 22nd. Harden Valley Road, 11345 Harden Valley Road is where you can see this Saturday, May 22nd. That is a Saturday. It's from 5:30 to 8 p.m. What do people need to know if they want to get tickets? What does this benefit also on top of that?
That's a great question. So if they want tickets, they can log on to Eventbrite's website, eventbrite.com, and if they just search Pete Rose, it's one of the first things that comes up, and they can purchase tickets through that link. What we're trying to do at Harden Valley right now is save up to build a locker room, and recently we've been able to put a pretty substantial down payment on it, so we're pretty close, and doing well in this event is going to allow us to put us over the top and hopefully get this done. So we've got something that we're in mind, a goal in mind, and something that we're working towards. And hopefully this event can carry us past the finish line.
All right. So, Tyler, I'm going to ask you a question that I know a lot of people who are listening to this program right now want to know, especially when you have a huge name like Pete Rose. A lot of people want to know, what's the selfie situation like? What's the autograph situation look like? What can they do to get, you know, look, this is a brush of greatness. This is arguably the greatest hitter. Some people who would say Ted Williams, that's fine. This is arguably the greatest hitter still alive right now, Pete Rose. Everybody knows the name, especially with everything happening, Hall of Fame, what he should he be in Cooperstown. The discussion's always a great one to have. What do they need to know when it comes to being able to get an opportunity to really rub elbows, if you will, with the pandemic and be able to maybe get that piece of history or autograph that they can take home with them that day?
That's a great question. So Pete makes a lot of money in Vegas signing autographs, and that's a big part of his income. So when we got him to come and agreed to come to the leadoff dinner, we had a certain number of people that he is allowed to meet, and right now that number 75. So 75 people that purchased the meet and greet tickets or the VIP tables will be able to come in before the event and meet Pete Rose, get an autograph, take a picture. So that's going to be he's not going to be walking around in the event. If you've just got a general admission ticket, all you're going to be able to hear is Pete speak at the event. Sure. But tickets went on sale at 8 a.m. this morning, and we've already sold a VIP table. And every time we sell a VIP table, that number shrinks from 75 to 65. So already we've got limited number of tickets available to meet him. So if you want to meet him, I'd act quickly.
And this is
general admission tickets, $35 to $50. VIP tickets, $100 to $150 for the Harden Valley Basketball Academy Baseball presenting a night with Pete Rose. Again, that's May 22nd, 5:30 to 8 o'clock. That is on a Saturday on May 22nd. You're doing tiered pricing with that, if you don't mind, Tyler. Can you just explain to the listeners what that's going to look like? Because they're going to want to act as quickly as possible to pick up these tickets.
Sure. One of our assistant coaches, Drew Korzybski, works at the Social Bullpen. He is a master of marketing and suggested, in order to incentivize people buying tickets early, we would sell them at a discounted price. So for now, they're going to be $35. But each week leading up to the event, they're going to increase by $5. So if you want this price at $35, act quickly. And with our event with Chip Rendell, we sold over 500 tickets. This event, we're capping it at 500, so we're not selling more than that. And we have a feeling that this will sell out, and it'll sell out pretty quickly, too. So,
Tyler Roach, Harden Valley Baseball Academy coach, joining us here on the program today. Tyler, we appreciate the time. Harden Valley, of course, 501c3 nonprofit organization. So for those of you out there who are wondering, how can I do my part to help them build their locker room, their club, get things kind of – look, they need to get a lot of their a lot of their facilities upgraded. And as somebody who is very close with baseball, I would love to be able to see Harden Valley be able to put this together so everything is tax deductible. Plus, let's be honest, you're getting to be around one of the greatest baseball players ever to touch a diamond in Charlie Hustle. Tyler, we appreciate it, man. Being in contact, any way we can help you out here on TSL, you know how to get a hold of us and just give us a ring, my man. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.
Absolutely. Hopefully you guys can make it out to a game this season, and we look forward to seeing you guys at the event. Thank you, guys.
We appreciate it. Tyler Roach again for the Harden Valley Baseball Academy. Will, they went from MVPs, MVPs to the greatest hitter of all time. They went from Chipper, Dale Murphy, to Mr. 4192. All right? Say what you will about Pete Rose. Talking about gambling on baseball, the steroids and everything. Like the conversation you get into every year about Cooperstown and whether or not Pete Rose should be in there. We're talking about Charlie Hustle. We're talking about the guy who changed baseball Some would say in a good way, some would say in a bad way. But you can't talk about baseball and Pete Rose not immediately come up in the conversation, no matter what the conversation is. And this is an opportunity for you to get an opportunity to meet and greet and do a part to help out one of the better schools we have here in the neighborhood, in our county, in Hardin Valley. This is a big night coming up for them on May 22nd.
Yeah, it is. And again, look, it's also an awesome thing that's happening in East Tennessee. And whenever we have awesome sports things that happen in East Tennessee, you know how we keep those things happening? We show up to those events. So if you would like to pick up tickets, you probably need to do it quickly, because if they're capping this at 500, it's going to sell, and they've sold out the other ones before. This one's going to sell out as well. Again, Pete Rose, just go to eventbrite.com, search Pete Rose. It's one of the first ones that's there on the top, and you can get in on that first tier pricing to get the cheapest ticket possibly available.
All right, Will. We come back on the other side, start, bench, cut. Few things that we need to tighten down in the next 30 minutes before we part ways with the EA show. You're inside the starting lineup for a Wednesday, 99.1, the Sports Animal. Now, TSL's back with you locally, FM 99.1 and AM 990. Worldwide at 991thesportsanimal.com. The latest on Tiger Woods, Tennessee, their preparations tonight. The Mid-State looking to snap out of a funk that saw them fall to Kentucky over the weekend. Vanderbilt now on the platter. Can Tennessee try to keep Scottie Pippen Jr. cold, quiet, not have him take over games like he's accustomed to doing? If you look at those last couple of games against Kentucky and Alabama, Will pointed it out earlier, he was not a factor in those games. And they lost two games by a combined 8 points. So, if you're Tennessee, obviously you'd like to keep them dormant and keep them off the calendar, because you never want to look back at a game going into March and say, hey, we lost to a team like Jerry Stackhouse and the Commodores. We'll have that coverage for you beginning tonight, 8:30 on the Vol Network here on 99.1, the Sports Animal. That being said, Cater, let's do it. Big red button time. It is start, bench, cut.
How do you rank them? It's time for Mary... Whoops. The FCC says we can't do it that way. Let's play start, bench, or cut on the starting lineup. Powered by Heritage Realty, locally owned and operated with over 50 years of experience in the Knoxville market, where today's technology meets traditional customer service. Heritage Realty.
All right, gentlemen, today is Hall of Famed Eddie Murray's 65th birthday. Who was the best switch hitter of all time? Mickey Mantle, Chipper Jones, Pete Rose.
Okay. Let's have this conversation.
Start this one off, Ivins, because that is tough. That is really tough.
Eddie Murray is the fourth best switch hitter of all time. He is not ahead of any of these three Cater just listed. To me, this is pretty straightforward, and I'm going to upset a lot of people, but it's fact. You're starting Mantle. You're benching Pete Rose. You're cutting Chipper. Chipper is a fantastic player. He's a Rookie of the Year. He's an MVP. He's a World Series champion. He has done it all. All right? He's not the greatest switch hitter of all time behind Mantle. And he's not... I mean, look. Say what you will. But Mickey Mantle's the greatest switch hitter of all time. Pete Rose is the greatest flat-out hitter of all time. Chipper, it's okay to take the bronze medal in this category when you're talking about those two guys, those two players, and how important they are to Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I'm going to start Mantle as well. The increased power is why. There is a premium that's put on that. So I'm going to start Mantle. I'm going to bench Rose. I'm going to cut Chipper Jones.
Larry Wayne Sr. made Chipper become a switch hitter because his idol and favorite player was Mickey Mantle. Read that in the old ballplayer book a couple years ago, just for you guys to take going for some water cooler talk.
Are you just bragging you read a book, Kaner? Is that what's going on?
Because we don't believe in reading books on TSL.
I read articles every day, but that might be one of the last books I've ever sat down and read.
Look, so. We only read books that you can color in, so everyone remember that.
Today is February 24th. Who's the greatest baseball player to ever wear the uniform number 24?
Oh, come on.
Ken Griffey Jr., Reggie Anderson, or Willie Mays?
This one's pretty cut and dried for me. This is start what? Mays, bench Griffey, cut Henderson. And I love Ricky Henderson, but that's the order.
Ricky being Ricky? I can't believe it. I thought we were going to go different on this. That's it. And it is pretty clear cut. It is Willie Mays, top four player of all time in Major League history. Ken Griffey Jr., who should be the all-time home run king, and should have been. If he wasn't, he should have been the one that was actually contesting Hank Aaron for the record. He did it right. He just couldn't stay healthy. You cut Ricky Henderson. Man, that guy, he could probably still roll out of bed and hit 280 But let's be real. Henderson's not on the same page with Griffey and or Willie Mays.
Griffey was also a couple different numbers in his career. Now, I mean, you know, the kid was 24. We all know
24,
that.
24. He was 30 in Cincinnati. And I think he might have switched to 3 when he got to the White Sox. I'm not a hundo on that. But I know there was a 3 somewhere in that order of Jersey algebra.
He was 3, I believe, in Cincinnati as well. I'm pretty sure I remember him switching numbers. But 24, 33, and 17 throughout his career.
What is that all equal to, Jersey algebra? I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Which blue blood on the bubble do you give the best chance to make the NCAA tournaments? Kentucky, Duke, Michigan State?
Start Duke, bench Michigan State, cut Kentucky right now.
That's who it is. Kentucky doesn't have a chance. I'm starting to warm up to Duke after that blowout W against Syracuse. Michigan State, nice little bounce back against Illinois last night. Sorry, Kentucky, get out of here. You're not getting to the tournament.
None of them deserve to be in the tournament, but they're going to put Coach K in if they can put Coach K in, because if there's anything that people love to do that are big-timers in the world of college athletics, it's bend the knee and kiss the ring.
And guess what? If they prop the door open for Coach K, you best believe he'll scoot his butt over and be like, no, we got room for one more. It's like an Uber. We got room for one more. Tom Izzo, get in here. Izzo, get in here.
Today is National Tortilla Chip Day. Best dip for tortilla chips, queso, salsa, guacamole.
I'm just so glad you didn't call them corn chips. We're not getting back into that conversation again. To me, it's very straightforward with this one as well. When you talk about tortilla chips, they go in this order. You're talking about queso, then the salsa, and if you want guacamole, then you might as well just eat it next to the dumpster out back, because that stuff's not allowed in my house.
Start queso, bench salsa, cut guacamole. I am a yes. huge guacamole fan, but there's a reason why you get chips and salsa free at the Mexican restaurant, and you get the queso, you got to pay about $8 a bowl. So that is why I go with start queso, bench salsa, cut guacamole.
Most dominant individual athlete of our lifetime, Tiger Woods, Michael Phelps, Serena Williams.
Well, I'm going to let you start this one. I thought you might have got me convinced to switch it up, but I have my order, and I just want to know if you're going to stick to your guns on this.
Yeah, no, I am. It is star Michael Phelps. It's bench Serena Williams. It's cut Tiger Woods. The thing with Tiger is it's golf is different, because tennis it is you versus somebody else. Golf, it's you versus you. And so that is different. You know, swimming, it's you versus a few other people. And they did have to change. It's not like they changed the tennis courts for Serena Williams. Michael Phelps is a different level human being. I start Phelps. I'm going to bench Serena because of the longevity. Because you do have to take into consideration with Tiger, yes, that after the first wreck, his career's never been the same. I know he was PGA Tour Player of the Year 1 year, and he did win another major since then, but it hasn't been the same. And Serena's still out there doing it, and I don't think she's done. I think she's got another major or two under her belt before it's all said and done.
I understand the reason why they only do these events every 4 years is because it's to find the greatest of said sport in the world. If Phelps did it more, if it was more routine, if it happened more frequently, I would have him higher on this list, but I'm starting Serena. I'm benching Tiger. I'm going to cut Michael Phelps. And mind you, that's the second time this week I've cut Michael Phelps in a question on Start Pitch Cut involving what he has done on the Olympic stage. Remember, I cut him in place of Jesse Owens in the Miracle on Ice earlier this week. So for the second time this week, I have shown that I truly hate America and Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps, 44 gold medals.
Yes, 44 yes, gold medals.
Dude. Stop, Cater, I get it. Trust me, I get it.
Just incredible. So
yeah.
PlayStation, Xbox, or Nintendo Switch? Oh,
I'll hit this one. I'm a PS guy. Got to find a way to pull back on the budget of cigars so I can pop me off a PS5, but it might be a little later before I do that. I'll bench the Nintendo Switch. I'll cut the Xbox. Look, I have friends. They all own Xbox. Hell, my buddy AJ Cooksey, he has both the PS and the Xbox, and he begs me to learn how to play the Xbox. I just can't do it. I try so hard with the different flippers on the back, the left flipper, right bouncer, whatever it's called. Now, look, you want to get the smoke on a PlayStation game, NCAA football or MLB The Show, I'll be more than happy to meet you at the door and escort you to what's going to be a house of pain up in my bonus room.
Throwing behind the runner at first base back in MLB The Show, like, 10 was the best glitch of all time, because if you play, like, I play with my good friend growing up, and we would just play mind games with one another, and, like, we just psych each other out. I mean, that pickoff move to first base from the catcher behind the batter, oh, man, it was gold every time.
So the answer to this is, and I have come around on this, because I was Xbox through the first Xbox and then the Xbox 360. The answer is start PlayStation, bench Xbox, cut Nintendo Switch. I don't even know what's going on with Nintendo Switch. It's like, I don't even feel like I'm really playing games necessarily with a Nintendo Switch. So I know the young kids like it, the Generation Z, Generation Alpha, that's the one that they like to go to, but they don't have any good sports games on Plus, the Switch yet, so I ain't playing it.
Why do I feel like Avery is a Nintendo Switcher? Is she like a big video game Switcher?
She does not. Her best friend Ava brings over the Switch and they play Crossy Road or Animal Crossing or something like that is what it's called. Yeah. They played that game, but that's about the extent of what she does with that. But no, she would, if she were a gamer, she would be into the Switch, I think.
Heritage Realty, big thank you to them for bringing Start Pitch Cut to the table. We'll hear for a Wednesday morning, yes, sir.
That's right. HeritageRealtyDocs.com, a boutique firm that focuses on you, the client, over the needs of the sales pipeline. They're especially incredible when it comes to property management, treating your property as if it's their own, maximizing your investment value. That is Heritage Realty.
So Tiger Woods resting well in Los Angeles at a hospital after the single car accident yesterday around 7:20 local time. It seems likely that his career is over. Thankfully, Tiger Woods is still with us. Thankfully, Tiger Woods can still be a son and a father. But there's a lot of records that were left out there. And what does that mean for Tiger Woods if this is it for the legend that is Tiger Woods? We'll discuss before we say goodbye, get you ready for the EA show. We'll wrap things up next here on your home for Tennessee Athletics. Tyler Ivins and Will West, we are the starting lineup on 99.1, the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Lady Vols senior Renai Davis was named the SEC Women's Basketball Player of the Week for the second time this year. Davis averaged 23 points, 9 rebounds last week, including a 24 straight points in the second half that led to an upset win over then second-ranked South Carolina on Thursday. Davis and the rest of Lady Vols will be back in action Thursday at Missouri. Tiger Woods suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries following a single-vehicle crash in an L.A. suburb Tuesday morning. Woods has crush injuries in both lower legs, including a compound fracture and a shattered ankle. He underwent surgery at Harbor UCLA Medical Center Tuesday afternoon. He is awake and doing well and in stable condition. An investigation into the crash is ongoing. Last night in college hoops, number 2 Baylor held off Iowa State 77-72. Michigan State upset number 5 Illinois 81-72. Number 8 Villanova crushed St. John's 81-58. Kansas State upended number 7 Oklahoma 62-57. 10th-ranked West Virginia defeated TCU 74-66. Georgia Tech knocked off number 16 Virginia Tech 69-53. Number 14 Texas snapped number 17 Kansas's win streak 75-72 in overtime. And number 24, Missouri, came up short against Ole Miss, 62-53. Have fun now and later with Quick Cash from the Tennessee Lottery. Stop by your nearest retailer and add Quick Cash to your Tennessee Cash, Lotto America, and Cash for Life ticket. Pete Michaels Traffic's coming up next. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
From selling hot dogs in Neyland Stadium as a kid to living on a roof, he's all ball. Tyler Ivins in the starting lineup on 99.1, the Sports Animal.
All right, a final segment for your Wednesday morning. Starting lineups on 99.1, the Sports Animal. Tyler Ivins and Will West. Will, there's no evidence of impairment. According to the Sheriff's Department, Woods was calm. He was lucid when the authorities arrived to the scene. He's resting comfortably post-surgery in Los Angeles after that single car accident that's now occurred less than 24 hours ago, local time out in California. I know it's much too early to talk about what this means for Tiger and his career, even though I think we likely already know the answer. You'd hate to speculate, but let's talk good news, bad news. Good news, he's still alive. Good news, he can continue to be a father. Bad news, what was left in that sponge, what was left of talent and arguably the greatest golfer, one of the greatest athletes we've ever seen in our lifetime, it might be all gone after yesterday's events that took part in the state of California.
Yeah, it's... You know, look, the biggest thing is, by the grace of God, Tiger Woods is still with us, right?
So absolutely.
When you watching that press conference, I don't know if you guys watched it yesterday during the 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock Sports Center. I don't remember which one it was. The car traveled 700 feet down a ravine. That is wild. And apparently the car traveled. He was going to meet with Justin Herbert and Drew Brees, which is odd. But he hits a median in a 2021 Genesis SUV. He hits a median and then goes over the ravine, and apparently a lot of cars have gone over this ravine. So while there's not guardrails there, I have no idea. Speed limit was 45. They don't know how fast he was traveling. They don't believe alcohol was a part or anything like that. There was nothing impaired about Tiger's speech or anything. But he hits the median, goes down the ravine. The car travels 700 feet. They have to use the jaws of life to get him out of the car. You know, at first when you're seeing all this, I was thinking, you know, my mind went to the worst place, unfortunately, which because there was not a lot of information that was out for hours. And then we find out he's in serious to critical condition, and I'm thinking, oh, goodness. But then we find out it's okay. You know what I mean? It wasn't life-threatening. And so for Tiger, there were multiple fractures, open fractures, they called them, according to the surgeon that spoke last night from UCLA Medical Center. open fractures means that it broke through the skin. And so in multiple places in the lower leg. So they had to use a rod for one of the bones to be able to reset it. They had to reset the other using pins and screws. And Tiger begins the recovery path. But, I mean, grace of God, he's with us. But it probably, just from a sports perspective, because he is still alive, it does probably mean that we've seen the last of Tiger Woods competing as a professional athlete.
Yeah, hopefully whenever everything comes to light, the evidence, we find out that this was something that just could not have been avoidable. You know, you hope to find out he wasn't texting. I've been in the car with somebody when an iPod slipped between the console and the seat, and they took their eyes off the road momentarily, and we had to go get checked out at the hospital. So we know how easy it is for somebody to be distracted. But I will end on this note, as Gaynor says our goodbye music, or at least plays it. You know, Will, I think it's weird that we live in a world now where a pandemic had to remind us that we have to wash our hands and practice good hygiene. They say that if Tiger would not have been wearing his seatbelt, that the story might be a little different today. We probably are talking about a fatal car accident involving Tiger Woods. But because the guy wore a seatbelt, the guy is still with us today and is likely going to be fully recovered from all of these injuries, besides some scarring, some soft tissue things. So, not a doctor. Neither is Will West, but I think I speak for both of us when I say, hey, folks, if you're driving 10 minutes down the road or if you're going cross-country, buckle up before you turn your engine on, okay? We step aside now for the Air Gain Show with Brian Rice. Canner, we appreciate it. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Vols, doors, 8:30. We hand things over to Bob and Bert and the Vol Network there at Memorial. Lots to get into tomorrow. Hopefully Tennessee's back on the winning track. We'll discuss at 6 a.m. You're listening to the starting lineup on 99.1, The Sports Animal.